This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu. And Americans, they panic easily. So now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. Fear of germs. Why these f***ing pussies? Hey, where's your sense of adventure? Take a f***ing chance, will you? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune systems. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit.
Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Get ready, folks. We've got 300.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And Owen Schroyer, back from the border. It is all coming up next segment. Get ready. This is Chemtrails Over the Country Club. They're now finally witnessing the New World Order assault. It's only going to get crazier from here. I sense the Valkyries are flying in the sky above us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a remarkable product, and it's back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's always been one of our top 10 bestsellers. We've had it for 6 years or more, but now it's our number one best-selling product of all time because people are doing their research, they're doing their shopping, and they're checking the fine print, and they're discovering that it has high-quality vitamins and minerals, all the essential vitamins and minerals, and then key amino acids known to help carry this nutrition into the cells. So for your immune system, for your whole body, for life itself, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact we can't keep it on the shelves, it's 40% off. The supply chains are breaking down. We try to put in a bigger order. We couldn't even get it because getting high-quality ingredients is very, very hard, and we're not going to cut corners. We're going to keep the quality at the highest levels. It also funds the InfoWars, so get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Made you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how the state normality settles all over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange and
everything we've talked about is now the zeitgeist. Because we are the zeitgeist. We are free humanity coming together to expose the post-human world the New World Order is trying to build. The special report you're about to see is short, but it's powerful. Ties in with Project Veritas that just joined us. Special report, Biden's massive illegal immigrant pipeline exposed. This is the criminal felonies, the human smuggling caught. Greg Greese has done a lot of great reports with our great team, Zach and others that were down there, but this is the most powerful thing he's put out yet. Please share it. It's at ban.video and banthis.tv. Here it is.
The mainstream media has been talking about a surge at the border, but the real story is a massive illegal immigration pipeline run by the Biden administration. We witnessed it running nonstop in McAllen, Texas. First, Border Patrol delivers busloads of illegal immigrants to a secured tent processing center on the corner of U.S. Business 83 and West 15th Street. We are told by sources well over 1,000 each night in this area alone, and what we witnessed during the day certainly substantiates this number. We were told by a driver of their operation that they are being tested for COVID-19 at this processing center. They all leave with manila envelopes in hand. Those that do test positive for COVID are driven to one of the several hotels who have contracted with the federal government to act as COVID quarantine shelters, where they will quarantine for 7 days before being released into the U.S. And the rest are either bused or walked down the street to the Humanitarian Respite Center, operated by Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley, where they are brought in through the front door with their manila envelopes inspected. They are housed, given bags of clothing, and are then sent off through the back door to various U.S. cities via bus and airplane. It's a nonstop flowing pipeline. Those that take the bus are led across the street to the bus station, and the rest are given rides to the airport, where they present Border Patrol and TSA with the paperwork inside their manila envelopes and set off to various U.S. cities where they are either meeting up with some other government agency, NGO, or perhaps even Mexican cartels operating within the U.S. It is the biggest illegal immigration smuggling operation in U.S. history, and it is being run by the federal government on behalf of the United Nations to destroy all American liberties and put us under the boot for 1,000 years. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Dallas News Today.
Well, I'm extremely honored to have Drew Hernandez and the great Owen Schroyer both in studio with us right now as the world goes through these volcanic changes, both literally and figuratively. Drew Hernandez has only been known to us since Kenosha, the great on-the-ground coverage he did. Very well spoken, very smart guy. Now in studio, he's going down to the Texas border. He was just on the Arizona border, just on the California border of Mexico. We're going to be going back down the border, some of the same areas. So we'll probably chew some of the same dirt, as they say. And Owen just got back after 3 days down there, 4 days down there, with just bombshell after bombshell. So Drew Hernandez is an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Drew Hernandez Live on Twitter at Drew H Live, LivesMatterOfficial.com. He's here. Great to see you, my friend.
Alex, it's a pleasure. It's an honor.
Seems like Texas is an honor to talk to you. Main invasion port. What is it like? You're here in Texas. You're watching this. You've been at the border. You've witnessed it. Your take. Oh, and you just got back. Your take, guys. I mean, this is history happening.
It's strategically planned. I think Owen did great work these past couple of days, like exposing all these. The whole team, that's an amazing, amazing piece right there. We hate that it's happening to these people, but the American people deserve to see this stuff.
Exactly. It's sad it's happening, but it feels good to fight it.
Yeah, it feels good to fight it. It feels good to expose it because you have a whole entire regime that's trying to suppress it right now because they literally depend on people to be mindless lemmings to not look into these things and to not even believe these things, even though they see them. What do you think about it?
Well, we could sit there. I mean, somebody could go sit there from 8 to 5 or 6 p.m. and just record and just shoot a live stream. And I'm talking to some people right now that have a local group that are considering doing that. And you could just sit there and count with a ticker.
You were on video at one facility. There were like buses every minute going in and out. Like, yow, 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 yow.
There were times where, because we were just constantly following vehicles in and out, and there were times where we wouldn't even have time to park the car to just wait for the next busload. It'd be like, oh, it's already coming up, and we just get right behind it. Like, oh, the next shipment is already coming up, and just get right behind it. Like, not even a time to stop.
But the Washington Post said last week there is no surge.
Oh, and I think, you know, Democrat senators are now saying, oh, there is no surge either, even though they went down there just 3 years ago with crocodile tears complaining about the facilities that are now 10 times as overwhelmed, 20 times? I mean,
well,
can you even make
the
measurement?
What James O'Keefe said, like, he's dealing with the White House, and it's clear that they don't want it to be shown because the American people are going to see just exactly what's taking place. A story broke this past week that a six-month-old baby was thrown into the Rio Grande River by cartels and traffickers, and the mother herself had her leg broken because she was beaten by these cartels as well. These are the things that they're...
Explain that to people, that they totally shake people down.
Mm-hmm.
The new footage of them throwing babies over barbed wire fences. I mean, who throws a baby over a 20-foot fence like it's a full break their neck?
Yeah, they literally have little girls. I think this was at the New Mexico southern border where they're literally putting them over the border wall and dropping them over 20 feet. And then they just
the
set them out into the desert. There it is right there. There's the night vision footage right there. So what these cartels do is they put these...
And look, the child's not just a little bitty, like 2 or 3 years. They're not even getting up. I'm sure that hurt.
Yeah, and they're all by themselves. This is pitch black. This is pitch black.
Now a man's about to jump on top of him.
Yeah.
Or I guess they drop another kid on top of him.
Yeah. And the Biden administration just wants to hide these things because it's bad political optics.
It's like a three-year-old.
It's a little kid. Look at that. Just dropped.
And it's like, bye-bye. 2005.
There they go. There they go. They just made probably over 10 grand just doing that right there. That's the reality. They probably made like 10 grand just doing that right there on the spot. And they run back, and they're not running away to flee authorities. They're running
get more people.
A couple more.
Wow.
More people.
And I think that, you know, the footage like this is not even a fraction of the actual numbers, though. I mean, this is still like old school techniques. Drew and I were talking about this before we go on air. What they do now with the hundreds of thousands that are coming across, they just run right to law enforcement. They run to border.
Because they load them right on. And let's talk about this. Mass graves they find all over the Texas border of hundreds of women and children all the time. And sometimes 100 people. It's barely a footnote, but a mass shooting's huge news. And that's because all the psychos of the world go down there to kill women and children. So you're able to kill and rape and murder, do whatever you want in that border area.
It's even worse than that, Alex. When you have some conversations with some journalists or individuals in the Mexican government in Mexico, a lot of people don't really understand this, is the Mexicans don't want illegal immigration. They actually hate some of these Central Americans because the reason why is when they come into their country and they can't get into the U.S., they actually get stuck in Mexico. And some of
I was also reading they'll kidnap Mexican kids, too,
and
right?
Some of these people, Alex, get recruited by the cartels, so that's why the Mexicans hate these people. people, because now they end up becoming a criminal enterprise in their own country. Now, here's what happens. When these people become discarded or they become useless, when the women are no longer attractive or she has a baby or a young man is not complying with the cartels, you're talking about death camps. You're talking about people at the southern border being killed, and you find them. In Mexico, it's even worse. They literally have like pits of hundreds of bodies of people that the cartels just discard. They shoot them in the back of the head. They cut their heads off and they just throw them in pits. And the Mexican government has to deal with this stuff.
The last time I went to Kansas,
the media wants to hide, Alex. What I just told you, that's what they want to hide, because they want to act like they virtue signal and care about these Hispanics. They care about these Latinos. If they did, they could at least talk about this stuff, Alex, but they don't because it's too graphic, because it's reality. That's what happens to these people.
That's right. When we come back, get more into that, because I was told that by Mexican law enforcement last time I went to Cancun. Didn't do it during the ice storm like Ted Cruz, but I went down there about a year ago, and we had local Mexican police, federal police, as our security, and they were telling me the same thing you just told me.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Drew Hernandez and Owen Schroyer in studio with us. And Drew's going to be on the War Room today. He's going to be on American Journal tomorrow with Harrison Smith. And he just, if you go to his Twitter at Drew H Live or livesmatterofficial.com, incredible reporting with Antifa attacking all of this. I want to put this in context with what's happening, the country under assault. Everybody's being exploited. The UN using COVID to lock down the third world so it collapses. They've interviewed these migrants. They say, I'm here because I have no job. I'm starving to death. So again, they're victims in all of this as well. But what spurred you? Tell folks about yourself, because people's genesis story, their origin story, because you're a smart, well-spoken guy, kicking ass, you know, all these great reports. What made you decide to do this? What triggered you to get involved?
Well, I was a youth pastor for like 6 years, and I saw what was taking place with the country around 2018, Trump. I saw like the rise of globalism. I saw Hillary Clinton was about to do what I believe what's happening now in 2015, 2016. And I just saw that there was more that needed to be done. I didn't have any intentions of being a journalist or a reporter. I just kind of put myself in these positions to start showing the American people what the mainstream media won't even show, even what Fox may not even show. I don't care about left or right. I just want people to know.
Well, that's what you and others go back to. It's that they're lying to us. And so it's not just, oh, we know they're lying, we watch TV. You go out and discover just how much they're lying by actually getting in the real world.
Exactly, because when you take a look at the mainstream media, they push out their narratives because they want people to believe something. They want people to catch something. They want people to understand that this is what's happening, when in reality, that's not what's happening. So when you have someone on the ground and they're providing visuals in real time, whether it's on Twitter, Instagram, wherever, right? It's really hard to argue with something like that, especially when you're talking about like Black Lives Matter. They claim to be this peaceful organization that only does peaceful protests. All of 2020, myself and a handful of other riot journalists, I think we've proved that that's not the case, because your eyes aren't going to lie.
This new footage in Austin is like about 50 white people, 2 black people beating up random people on broken down motorcycles in Austin yesterday, right close to our office. They're just beating up random people. It's a bunch of white people saying their Black Lives Matter. What is this?
These are just LARPers. I was telling Owen, too. I was like, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if these people are just bored and they have to scratch their itch and prove to their Antifa, like, members and their encrypted chats that they're still putting in work and just film this stuff. They probably just say that guy's a white supremacist. They film it.
He had a broken down motorcycle. He's like, dude, my bike's broken. He can't even use the sidewalk.
They're just LARPers. That's all they are. They feel like they're actually like winning. Literally.
Well, you're not a wimp. I'm not a wimp. But I mean, I don't have the chutzpah, the machismo, the whatever you call it, to randomly start fights with people in Texas when half the public's armed. I mean, these people are dumb.
Yeah.
You're like randomly hitting dudes in the head for no, you get your ass killed like that.
Yeah, and some guy did. I mean, that,
her boyfriend. Yeah, got killed, yeah,
that's what happened. And I've been attacked by those exact same people. I think they just wait till they have an individual that shows up that's not with anyone. I just happened to be driving home one night, and they had a protest. And I was like, oh, I'll pull over, I'll film them. As soon as they figured out who I was, they started surrounding me. It's the same thing. It's usually,
she just hit him in the back of the head with a club. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's actually
just hit him in the face.
That's assault with a deadly weapon. Yeah. That should be a felony offense assault. But so they just look for an individual that they can attack, and they just try to, like, mark their territory as if, you know...
Meanwhile, this guy's wearing rainbow pants, driving a really crappy bike that's broken down. He runs, and they still chase him.
But notice how it's always the women that are attacking, because the males don't want to do the fighting. They want to send the women to the front line.
That woman might weigh 90 pounds.
Because they know that you won't hit a woman.
It's like a midget.
I mean, look at this. Why? Like, what is this girl doing? This is a mental illness. This is liberalism is a mental illness, and this is what happened.
Well, they're lucky they're not. I mean, the one of them, because you have the lady with her arms and legs cut off. When the cops come over, she throws herself out of the wheelchair and says the cops did it.
Or imagine if that guy's bike, you know, fires up and he runs a couple of them over. Yeah, here's the flopping.
You see, like, when a walrus jumps up on a thing.
Look, you can't.
Now they're threatening to kill the cops.
I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. I'm beginning to, you know, simulation theory is getting more real by the day. I mean, she's literally flopping.
And on the video, they go, look what you did. You attacked her.
What is the cop supposed to do? Like, he's just like,
she's blocking the road, puts her out, and flops out.
Yeah, seriously, some sound effects on that would be real good.
No, seriously, these people are stupid, literally. When I was in Kenosha, and that was all happening with Kyle Rittenhouse, a lot of people don't know this, but the whole context to that shooting, the very first shooting, these people the entire night were literally throwing rocks at everyone that had a rifle in their hands. Like, these dudes literally were protecting gas stations. They were protecting the whole community. They had lasers on their rifles, and these kids were throwing rocks at them.
They brought rocks to a gunfight.
Rocks to a gunfight, and then someone gets shot, and they wonder why these things take place, because these kids are just LARPers. Like, they think that they have, like, infinite lives.
They have a word for it. F around and find out.
Yeah, F around and find out, and that's exactly how it goes down. It's all fun and games until someone gets shot, right, Alex?
So let me ask you, absolutely, so where do you see all this going? I mean, I keep asking, when does it peak? It doesn't ever, it's just worse and worse.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to continue to get worse. We now see regimes. It's at the political level. It's in Disney. Gina Carano being questioned. They sit her down in front of a media trainer. Remember when Ben Shapiro sat her down and had a conversation with her? It's in Hollywood. It's in our politics. It's in Blue's Clues. It's in cartoons. It's in everything.
Not
it's
Blue's
in every
Clues.
Aspect.
They've tainted Blue's Clues?
Yeah. They're putting
There's
pride
no hope
flags.
For the dog?
Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Blue's Clues. Of course, I guess that went south. Didn't the host of Blue's Clues have a little kitty problem?
Yeah.
I think there was something with that.
I don't remember that. But yeah. So look at the new Project Veritas video, and you guys were all about to go back down to the border. This is like Wild Wild West. I mean, this is crazy town.
Well, again, the thing that's crazy about it, There's still the cartels running their human smuggling, and they're still bringing people over on the rafts, and you can still people, you know.
But the Border Patrol is now aiding it.
Yeah, that's where the real numbers are at.
Mm-hmm.
And we were also told that when, if it's the cartels bringing them across, which most of the activity on the southern border, I would imagine the cartels are invested in, that's just their territory. But when they bring them across, they're told the men basically run over to the wooded area so that they can escape into the woods. Maybe there's a car waiting for them. Maybe they just want to get out. But the women and children run to Border Patrol, run to law enforcement, and then the law enforcement down there, Border Patrol, obviously has no choice, but they have to bring them in. So they bring them in for processing. That's why in most of the footage, because I was asking, hey, how come this is mostly women and children? And they said, that's why. So most of the footage that you saw us getting in McAllen is women and children, because most of the men are running off into the woods to get away.
And here's why the Border Patrol is doing it illegal. They know they're then handed over to a private charity and background checks haven't been made. That's what becomes illegal. It's one thing to pick them up and take them back to the Border Patrol facility, and they're being handed over illegally to Democrats.
They're being let into the United States. As soon as they get out of that COVID testing facility, they are no longer detained.
I think for some of the Border Patrol, it's really hard. I think they're really torn into two different directions. I mean, Reuters did an interview and posted it that went viral yesterday of a Border Patrol agent revealing that he discovered that a little girl was gang raped and she lost her voice because of it. And he saw her and was talking to her.
Yeah, guys, get that interview. I want to air that. Yeah, it was in Reuters. What was the headline? Officer talks about the pain.
It's on my Twitter. You guys can scroll down and find it. You'll find it.
Keep going. Talk about one. Yeah.
But these are the things. I think the Border Patrol agents, these guys are human beings. They have hearts. They understand.
Oh, we're not demonizing them. I'm just saying they're being put in the position
exactly
to deliver children to child smugglers.
Exactly. So I think what this administration is doing is a disservice to the Border Patrol as well, because they're putting them in these positions where the Border Patrol knows everything. I've had conversations with some of these guys, and they're just straight up like, I can't really tell you everything that I really know, because orders come from the top to tell us to actually.
And that's what's incredible about this is all of us are like the Border Patrol. If we don't speak up and say no, we become accomplices. You're not an accomplice. You're not an accomplice. Granny Do Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. and I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Day after day. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Here is the Border Patrol agent on national TV talking about the little girl being raped. It brings you to tears. This is what O'Biden's call for open borders and saying immediately surge the border did. Here it is.
About a month and a half ago, I was back here talking to one of the little girls, you know, and I told the congressional delegation the same thing, right? We were going to send her to the hospital, and as I got closer to her, I noticed that she couldn't speak, and I asked the medical staff what happened, and the reason she was going to the hospital because she had gotten gang raped, and the reason that she couldn't speak was because she had lost her voice in the process while she was getting raped. Those things hit hard. These kids cross by themselves. Obviously, the parent pays a fee to the smuggler, the cartel member, or the smuggler at this point will bring the kid over, we'll bring him to the river, we'll hand him over to the raft, we'll place him in a raft and say, okay, go. When you get to the other side, they'll explain to them, there's going to be an officer. They'll explain what we wear and tell them, turn yourselves into them. These kids, some of them, will tell you the different stories. They'll tell you that they don't have their parents. There's a little girl that I talked to a little while ago. She said that she had lost her mom and that she doesn't have a father. So she's coming into this country because her uncle is going to be the sponsor. So they want to take this little girl is going into the States. And I asked her, what state are you going to? What's your final destination? She said, I don't know. All I know is that it snows there. That's all I know.
Now, here's the secret. They then, as the Senate report admitted, handle all these kids over to child traffickers. So these children think they're going to a better world. They're literally disappearing into a black hole, Drew.
Here's the thing, man. The AOCs of the world, the Biden administration, the White House, even Biden voters, the blood is literally on Biden's hands. The blood is literally on Biden's voters' hands. I don't want to hear any virtue signalers. I don't want to hear all these activists that claim to care about the migrants and claim to care about these people, when in reality, it's Biden that literally called for a surge at the border. He put these people in these positions. The reason why we are seeing an increase in sex trafficking and human trafficking at the southern border is because Biden dog whistled to a third world country that now is their time to come. So the blood is literally on Biden's hands.
Well, he dog whistled to the world.
Anyone that voted for him too, Alex, anyone that voted for Biden, the blood is on your hands too. And you want to know why? Because you didn't listen to anyone that was telling the truth. You didn't listen to anyone that was talking about these things. The reason why we wanted a wall, the reason why we wanted border security, the reason why we wanted these things was to combat these very things. So people that didn't listen to us and said that the wall is xenophobic and it's racist and all these stupid little things that all these woke wookies say on the radical left, you're an idiot and you're a liar. Because now, oh, I hope you're happy. I hope these people are happy, Alex. Now you're not getting mean tweets from Donald Trump on Twitter. Orange Man is gone now, so I hope you're happy. Now that little girls are getting raped at the southern border. But Trump is gone, though, right? Trump is gone, and people always say this. Oh, can you show me? Can you show me where Biden said to surge the border? Well, if you guys don't believe us, let's run that clip.
Yeah, let's cue that up. Here is Biden just 6 months ago saying, when I'm elected, because he knew he was going to steal it, he said, remember, he told voters, I don't even need you to vote, I'm going to win. Here he is saying, immediately surge.
Do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
There it is.
Fleeing oppression. Here's the bottom line. They are exploiting these people. They are using them. The COVID lockdown devastated the third world. Now the rush is on. But as you said, Drew Hernandez, we got Owen Schroeder here as well. Now they don't want these images seen. What did they think was going to happen once this crisis accelerated?
I think they want this. All they see these people as, the cartels only see these people as a commodity. They're making about $14 million a day. A day, not a month, not in a year, a day off of these people. And that's just the human trafficking. We haven't even talked about the sex trafficking prices, okay? But also, they want this because all these Democrats, all these virtue signalers, all these people on the left, all these politicians that have claimed to care about the migrants, all they see these people as, Alex, are a fresh batch of voters.
Well, when you read the WikiLeaks, it says, and this isn't a virtue signal, it's what it means, the FBI's own reports, we want more walnuts. That means brown children.
Yeah.
And they caught Hillary's head of her foundation smuggling Haitians in. I mean, the truth is, this is just monstrous, Owen.
Well, and again, there's no DNA testing happening, so you don't even know if they're related. I mean, it could be cartel members, whether it's a...
And they're being sent... The FBI says no background checks. They're being sent into black holes. Imagine, children are being brought from one country to another and just handed off to vans.
And we've seen it. Once they leave the COVID facility, they're no longer detained. They get dropped off at the hotels to quarantine for 7 days. There's no... They can leave. They can leave immediately. There's nothing. There's nobody that's going to...
So this is about sex trafficking.
And yeah. People could come into a hotel with 3-4 kids, and then after their quarantine is up, they'll go in and check on them or give them a plane ticket or whatever, and they'll have one, and there's no processing. There's no data. Nobody would have any idea.
But this is the thing about evil. It never thinks 2-3 steps ahead. What are they going to do now that this is all obvious and criminal?
Well, nothing. They're going to increase doing it. Honestly, I think this is all going to come down to Border Patrol or the people of the United States that are going to just have to stand up and say, enough is enough.
I agree. We're not blaming the Border Patrol. They've been put in this bad position.
And that story that officer told about the little girl getting gang raped, that is not an isolated incident. We heard similar things from sources when we were down there, and we were actually told it's so bad now that there's such a crop of sex trafficking that they just, it's like, it's just rampant.
Are you kidding? The perverts are coming to this like flies on you know what.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what's interesting about this is another kind of weird aspect. CBSN News was actually let into a facility, but when they were actually covering the story and the anchor was talking about it on air, the reporter was like, let me correct that real quick. We were actually given access, but it was controlled, heavily and highly controlled access. So when the media does give access, it's highly controlled because they want the optics to be different than what Project Veritas is.
Sure, what Biden released was like kids lined up getting food. Mm-hmm. Didn't show them stacked on top of each other.
It looks like a playground. It looks like a preschool. It looks like this nice little kind facility, but they're hiding everything else that InfoWars.
I agree. How do you think Biden's going to respond? You heard Veritas. They were on the phone with the White House. They are speechless. If this footage that's on InfoWars.com and ProjectVeritas.com gets out of them, because, I mean, I'm tough, folks, but I'm not sleeping in the Rio Grande by the river. That's freaking rattlesnake, water moccasin. I mean, at night at the Rio Grande, folks, there are scorpions every 10 feet. I mean, this is freaking dangerous. I mean,
absolutely. And this is why they don't care for these people, because if they did, they would have never dog whistled for these people to be put in this situation to begin with. And that's where this literally ends. The Biden administration is more fascist than the Trump administration will ever be.
I agree. What would happen if Trump did this?
The media outrage would be insane. We would probably see riots over stuff like this.
We would.
We would literally see riots over stuff like this. But because...
And by the way, we probably should see riots over this. I mean,
to be honest, the outrage, that's why I'm so pissed off all the time.
I'm glad you're pissed. We should be pissed.
Yeah, we
should. That's normal.
Because these are human beings, Alex. These are people that are being put in this position. They're put there. This isn't just happening because of climate change. This isn't just happening by coincidence. This is a strategically placed event that's taking place at the Southern
border. Biden rung the bell. He said, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. But the reason why they want to hide it is because they want it. The reason why they want to hide it is because they want it. They want this.
Why
That's
do you
exactly
have people
why.
That work in the facility coming up and blocking Ted Cruz's camera when he's recording? I mean, that just shows you they know what they're doing is wrong. They know it's wrong. That's why when we were down there and we'd go around their facilities filming, they would notice us and they'd try to intimidate us out of there. They know what they're doing is wrong. They know what they're facilitating. It's a political stunt, it's a political statement, and in a really childlike, immature way, it's their way of rubbing it in our noses that, yeah, we are going to open your border. Yeah, we are going to destroy your country.
And if they can get away, it's like drag queen story time. Convicted pedophiles come to your school and your daughter jumps and like rides a pony on a man's literal bulging erection right under his
and
pants.
How they can sit
this
here,
is, it's rubbing our noses in it.
And how they can sit here and virtue signal over COVID.
This is football spiking with these kids. They are spiking the football. Look how we drink these kids in scorpion-infested desert with freaking rattlesnakes, man.
You get oppressed for COVID, and you have to wear the mask, but we bring busloads in that test positive for COVID, and we don't even quarantine the bus. Just bringing it in.
Well, let me just tell you, my neighbor got bit by a rattlesnake 6 months ago, almost died. That's in Austin. At the Texas-Mexico border, folks, there are rattlesnakes. I'm not trying to be exaggerating here. It's dangerous on a river. I mean, it's the smugglers, the rattlesnakes, the water moccasins, the scorpions. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. In the War Room for 3 hours with Owen Schroyer and his guest host, Drew Hernandez, in studio before they fire up to go back to the border tomorrow, Friday evening. I'm going down the border as well. But the takeaway here is the globalists shut down the world economy, bankrupt the third world, organize UN invasion camps, bring up these people, and then break our border. Owen Schroyer, Drew Hernandez, where else do you guys see this going? How do we stop this? Because, I mean, the Republicans are still busy, like, having press conferences going, there is a crisis, the Washington Post is wrong, instead of, of course there's a crisis. Biden triggered it, Obama-Biden administration, part three, and they need to be held accountable for criminal activity. That's why Biden didn't sign an executive order to do this. He just said surge and is doing it outside of law. So, again, how do we counteract that?
Well, when we were coming back last night, there was a sign on the side of the road. And also you have, you know, Border Patrol 20 miles out, 40 miles, 60 miles. So, like, they're checking. And it's like, hey, I know where the illegals are coming in. It's like right over there.
Yeah, they check your car 60
yeah,
miles
we
in.
Got check. And there was a sign on 281 North that said, "Fat guys, maybe you can pull up this footage from Bandot Video." And there's a sign that says, smuggling illegal immigrants is a federal crime. This is a big sign.
Well, tell them the name of the video. Which report is it?
It just went up this morning, guys. I don't know. We put up like a dozen.
Well, we'll find it. But is that as big? But yeah, I've seen the signs.
Yeah. And so it's just like, okay, I mean, it's a federal crime. It's happening in mass about 50 miles from here.
Wow, they found it fast.
Yeah, so there it is.
So that's Biden human smuggling operation exposed.
And let me tell you, Drew was just telling me, and that's One of my pitfalls of going on the road, my addiction to information, is I just lose that consciousness of being tuned into the current events every day. Apparently, there's a video where the smugglers are bragging about how business has been booming.
Yeah, you guys can find that on Twitter as well. Univision actually interviewed a coyote at the southern border, and he asks him, is business booming for you? And he says yes. And one of the coyotes that's actually in the river, you'll see him right there at the clip that's coming up, he actually is asked if business is booming. He says yes, but the other coyote actually comes out and says that because of the benefits of the new president, there's actually too many people coming, and they're actually making more money because of this new president and the administration. But let's who are we talking about here, guys? We're talking about a political ideology. We're talking about a political side that not only advocates for the slaughtering of babies in the womb, but they celebrate and they praise it. So we're sitting here talking about little kids being raped. We're talking about little kids being sex trafficked, human trafficked. It's no surprise to me, because these are the same people that show zero remorse for people being slaughtered in the womb. I think what's happening right now is the American people that may not consider themselves left or right are actually seeing some visuals, because when anyone sees a botched video of a botched abortion, it changes their mind. So I think now millions of people are actually seeing this footage and the devastation that's taking place at the southern border. I think a lot of people are waking up because they need to see it. They need to see it.
That's what James O'Keefe said last hour. He said they're on the phone with the White House press secretary. They are speechless right now.
Yeah.
Because they're having to see what they're really doing, because they even believe their own leftist BS.
Yeah, this isn't a political issue. There is no left. There is no right. These are human beings.
And you do this, you are literally signing on to evil.
Literally. It's evil out in the open. You know, some people, you guys, I think it's just at some point, you're not going to change your mind until you just get punched in the face, until you touch the fire and it burns your hand off. Are you going to change your mind? Sometimes people, that's the only way people are going to learn. Literally, all these wokists, all these leftists, that this is nothing but talking points to them. They're going to have to
exactly. They're living in a LARPing third dimensional fort BS fantasy land. This is the real world.
That's why they're so quiet. That's why they're so silent.
But they've been weaponized by the.
And I love how Kamala laughs at everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, she's just a complete psychopath, I think, is what we would say about that.
She should play the Joker in the next Joker movie.
I agree. You're going to say, I interrupt you.
Well, I just think that. We're reaching this point of the psychology of these people that are being brainwashed and manipulated and masked by the mainstream media. They're really reaching levels of just, I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, for them to be openly advocating, I mean, they've already gone long past slaughtering babies.
I was about to say, what do they do next? My God, there's like
openly advocating for
they're advocating pedophilia. There's devil worship all over TV.
Yeah.
They've collapsed the borders. They're mass raping children. What babies are wrapped in plastic.
So it's like, where are they going to go next from here? Because I think they're going to go somewhere.
I think Romans 1 makes it very clear. Total depravity, right? One of the indications of a fallen society, according to the Bible, is what? That they would be undiscerning. They don't have the ability to discern truth from error.
No sense.
Just all attack. They've been weaponized by the media to just attack who they told are the enemy. So,
and that's why they attack Christians, because we literally get the transmission. Because we're all like a receiver. If we don't receive Christ, we receive the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely open. And these people don't care. That's why Lil Nas comes out and is completely open about it. Getting sodomized by the devil in a music.
Connecticut with second graders officially put out video where a man rapes his daughter, and it shows it. Why would they? I mean, and the teacher's laughing on video. It's like they get off on it.
This happens in such a short period of time, too, which is amazing. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years may seem like a long time. That's really a blink of an eye. I mean, there were concerts decades ago in the 90s where bands would pretend to have gay sex on stage. They'd get arrested that night. And, of course, they were like, what happened to free speech? But the point is, now it's just, like, openly promoted, and it's just even worse than you could ever imagine. And this is going to be, you know, this will be the guy that is going to play for kids and doing Children's Choice Awards, and he'll be pushed by the mainstream news, just like Cardi B. Just total depravity, total degeneracy, total just satanic behavior. And this is what's
going on. And the thing is, it's all so weak. It's like none of it's good.
Yeah, I can't say I am attracted to this entertainment or this media whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
In fact, I think, Alex, you owe me money for making me cover this.
This is like alien porn or something.
I'm gonna have to call human resources for you.
Well, here's my deal. Earlier they showed on screen, not that their fault, I said, hey, show the video, but blurred, of what they showed second graders. And I went, whoa, whoa, don't show that on TV. There weren't a lot of TV stations.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, at a certain point, they're showing second graders, we're going to have to show this.
Yeah, there's no limitations on evil or sin, right? There's no, like, okay, we can only go this far, and then we'll just leave it at that, and we won't cross this line. That's not how humanity works. That's not how the Bible teaches things. If you even dabble with these lines, there's no restriction on your evil heart as to how far you will really go. That's what these human beings that don't understand these things really get into, is if you go this far, you will go even further, because that's how the human heart works. It's total depravity, and this is exactly where our culture is going.
And look how, I mean, I've never seen anyone look as evil as Biden, with the weird faces where he's always smiling and looks like a reanimated dead body. I mean, yeah, it's like, wow, this is what they stole the election for.
By the way, I've been away this week. What has Biden been up to? I haven't heard anything out of Biden. Has he made any statements, anything? Do we know?
He's literally a puppet. I mean, which is scary as hell.
He's not even doing anything.
I think his press conference was just kind of, they probably told him, like, hey, just take a nap. You drink this and you'll feel better in the morning, because
I'm scared. Like you said, Mexico, the Mexican president's like, we hate the open borders. It's killing us. Most of our crime is, you know, the criminals that come across our borders to do this from the south. We want to, and the media totally blacks that out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, tell us what's coming up on the War Room today. I know you've got an hour to get a co-host with you.
Yeah, and we're going to be getting back into the border issues. Drew and I will be talking specifically about everything we witnessed. We'll look at some of his footage, look at some of mine. We'll look at some of the other stuff from other outlets that has been developing. So we'll get you all caught up on that. There's also other news as well. The forced vaccines, don't forget about that. They're trying to oppress us with medical tyranny. So you've got a little development there. But, you know, I'm sitting here kind of going through the news today, just aggregating it for the show, and just sitting down and talking to you, I just realized, like, literally, has Biden done anything this week? I mean, this is the president of the United States. We have massive crises happening. Remember, Psaki said, oh, who's he? He's too busy dealing
with
crisis.
But see, it's globalists taking over. He's their placeholder puppet. So even the placeholder's hidden, so you don't think about who's behind it. It's the Rothschilds. It's the Rockefellers. It's the globalists. It's Obama. It's Soros. That's who's doing this all. And they think when they wreck the country, we won't remember it's them. No, it's big tech. We know who to blame. I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done. Couldn't do this without the viewers and listeners. Thank you for your word of mouth. And listen, you guys already know this stuff probably better than I do. A lot of you are smarter than I am. But remember, your word of mouth is King Kong in this fight. So tell folks about the War Room with Owen Schroyer and Drew Hernandez coming up. We're going back to the border this weekend thanks to your support and sponsorship. Vitamin Mineral Fusion for your immune system, 40% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Rocket Rest, great blast off of sleep, blast off when you wake up, super strong, healthy sleep aid. It's 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We cannot fund it without you. And I'm looking forward to the War Room today with Owen Schroyer and Drew Hernandez coming up. And that is it, as Porky Pig says. That's all, folks. Pray for the children on the border. Pray for the children everywhere in this giant exploitation. They're trying to break our will. They're trying to overwhelm us. They're trying to get us to give up. No, we challenge this, and our muscles get bigger spiritually, and we say no to it, and we defeat it. But make no mistake, this proves God's real. The mark of the beast, all of it's unfolding. So praise God and pass the information war for ammunition. That's it for the Alex Jones Show. War Room starts in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.